Exclusive, Log Cabin Republicans Prez, Leftists Reject Personal Responsibility in Monkeypox Prevention for Gay Men. By Robert Krajcik on August 2, 2022. Charles Moran, president of Log Cabin Republicans, LCR, told Breitbart News how big gay organizations refuse to criticize the Biden administration's past and ongoing failures in responding to the monkeypox outbreak while noting the vast majority of Americans infected with the virus are gay men. Moran recalled a statement issued by LCR addressing Biden's monkeypox vaccine failures. Our organization came out a couple of weeks ago and issued that press release because we saw that this could potentially be harmful, Moran remarked on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Moran observed how certain organizations ostensibly dedicated to the welfare of LGBT persons are de facto partisan subsidiaries of the Democrat Party. He said, "Somebody needed to say something, because we knew the mainstream media was not going to. And we knew the big gay organizations weren't going to say anything because they're beholden to the Democratic Party. So we said something, and that's our role." We condemned the Biden administration and the FDA, Moran recalled. There's a manufacturing lab in Europe that actually had stockpiles of the vaccine ready to ship to the United States to get ahead of this. And because of the red tape in the bureaucracy at the FDA and the CDC, these precious vaccines were left sitting in a stockhouse for 3 months before the federal government could get its act together to go actually, quote, unquote, and inspect the facilities and sign off on it. He stated, "Just going with the science, about 90 to 95% of the population of people who are getting monkeypox are gay men. So there is a lot of scare going on in the community." Moran noted how Democrats and the broader left contradict themselves by simultaneously suppressing advocacy of personal responsibility in the prevention of monkeypox transmission while highlighting the disproportionate share of infections among homosexual men relative to the total population in America. He remarked, "It's entertaining watching the left sit here and say, don't stigmatize gays for this being a, quote, gay disease. But at the same time, the health direction is, this would probably be a good time to reduce your number of sexual partners or to limit your different types of exposure." And then people turning around and saying, "Well, that's just homophobic." But at the same time turning around and saying, "You were not doing enough for our population. Gays are going to be contracting this just like they were AIDS." He added, "You've got to choose. You can't choose to be a victim but also say you want to put a piece of tape over the mouths of health advocates who are trying to say, these are the things you can do if you're in the target population to reduce your risk. But again, welcome to the Democrats. Nobody ever wants to take personal responsibility for their actions and then that's what happens." Moran observed how many in government and ancillary institutions use public health as a pretext to violate constitutional rights. "We saw that the justification for the erosion of so many of our civil liberties over the last couple of years has been linked to health reasons," Moran stated. "I'm not surprised with the Biden administration's selection of Xavier Becerra to head the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. I'd like to think it was intersectionality and needing to have an affirmative action choice to appoint Xavier Becerra to something like HHS." He continued, "I think it's actually a little more insidious than that. I think because the federal government, which has used this health pandemic as an excuse to curtail so many of our legal rights here in America, that they wanted a prosecutor, they wanted an attorney, they wanted an activist AG to take over HHS, to continue the militarization of health in the war against civil liberties in America." He added, "This is the one way that Democrats and progressives backed by George Soros and his machine can continue to justify taking away our constitutional rights, by claiming it is for the health of the people." The Biden administration's response to the monkeypox outbreak demonstrated gross ineptitude, Moran concluded. "This is why we as conservatives do not trust the federal government to control our health care." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.